Callum's been testing and rehabbing all week, and he's not ready to go. Frank's is in the same category, so we'll continue to stay true to the course. He feels a lot better. I had a chance to speak to him today before practice. He feels like he's improving, but we'll see how he is Monday.
Mike, were you encouraged at least by their progress enough that while you don't have them Sunday, if you have another game in a week, that you like your chances? Or
when the doctors will come up and tell me they'll be back in 7 days, I'll be glad to walk in here and say, hey, they'll be back in 7 days. And that's not the information that I've been given. So they're both doing all the extra treatments, going through the rehab. I'm hopeful they'll be ready next week.
Mike, will you have to limit Sam Shields at all on Sunday? Do you just keep him on defense and not return?
Sam Shields, I thought he looked good today. I really don't have no concerns based on watching him move. But tomorrow morning we'll tell the whole story. You know, that's why we have him listed as probable. So I anticipate him playing the nickel. Anticipate him to do the kick return. So we'll talk about that this afternoon in our game management meeting when we try to finalize our inactive list and, you know, just try to project out here the next 2 days. So, but I have nothing to believe that Sam won't be his normal self on Sunday.
What have you thought of the D line with Howard Green getting the starts and Wynn and Wilson getting more reps without Cullen?
Also, what do I think?
Yeah, what have you thought about that group? Yeah,
I think they've been very consistent. You know, we haven't been playing a whole lot of our base, a lot of our Okie, but when we have, I thought those guys have done a good job. I think BJ's done a good job in the sub packages, but I think they've been very consistent with their opportunities.
Mike, I know you love hypotheticals so much. Come Sunday, put yourself in Lovey's shoes. If they've got nothing to play for, what would you do?
I'm not. I mean, that's really something you should ask Lovey. So I was in that position in 07, and I think you just have to look at all the variables, you know, look at all the components, and make the best, make the best decision for your football team. So he knows his team, and I'm sure he'll make a good decision.
Are they in a tough spot at all? Because obviously they're not going to know it until after those new games.
I'm not really worried about what spot they're in. I'm just looking forward to playing Sunday. Anytime you have a chance to play your division rival, especially the second time around, the week kind of drags a little bit because you really know them very well. They know you. And our guys are we're anxious to go. Our team's ready. We're ready to play.
Mike, did you find those decisions difficult in 07 and last year when you went to Arizona and things were kind of set? Were those easy calls for you on how you went, or did you kind of struggle with them?
I think those decisions are big picture decisions. I think, you know, every team is different. You know, the way coaches value different variables is, I'm sure, different. I think you weigh everything involved and you make the right decision based on what you think is the best thing, best decision for your football team, the pulse of your football team, the health of your football team. Look at what we've gone through from a health standpoint. So you have to look at those. You just got to look at everything involved and make the best decision for your team.
If he starts subbing fairly early, do you have to worry a little bit about your players letting up?
That's a polluted mindset. That's the way we talked about it on Wednesday. Our football team is very excited to play. Everybody fully understands what's at stake here, and it's important for us to clearly stay focused on winning and playing the best that we possibly can for the whole game. And it's as simple as that. That's the message. That's the chatter in the locker room. That's the vibe. And 3:15 can't get here soon enough.
Can you talk about bringing back Dietrich Smith today?
Dietrich Smith's back with us. You know, we put Marshall down on IR. Just didn't think he would be able to make it back. In time for the postseason. And it's great to have an old face back. I know the guys enjoyed seeing him. He cut his hair, so he's that was a big hit in the team meeting today. So it looks good.
Mike, when AJ didn't see the field defensively in the opener, did you and him have any sort of conversation? I mean, did he voice any frustration, or did you guys talk at all about
that week?
Yeah.
No, we did not. He's a professional. AJ Hawk is clearly probably one of the most consistent individuals in our program. Just the way he approaches his job every day, and I think it carries over to to his performance. So we were very fortunate to have a very talented linebacker group with a lot of depth, and those were tough decisions that were made based on game planning and personnel. But I think AJ's is a great picture of someone that's always prepared, always ready, and he's taken full advantage of his opportunity and has had an excellent season.
How valuable is a guy that's that consistent? Because you know your fan base expects him as a fifth overall pick in 06 to be a different player than he's been for you. They expect so much more splash and flash. How valuable has he been over these past 5 years?
Well, we have our own expectations of our football team, you know, of every unit on our football team, of every player, how they fit, and AJ is meeting the expectations here in Green Bay. So, based on where you're picked and so forth, that's a starting point. And as we all know, there's thousands of great examples of, it's not where you start, it's where you finish in your career. And he's been very consistent in his time here.